A federal commemoration of homesteading in America recognizes six Alaskans considered the last to participate in the program. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the last woman homesteader and her son gained title to land near Big Delta in 1984.
Bob King is an historian with the Bureau of Land Management, and he says his agency is celebrating the 150th anniversary of the 1862 Homestead Act because that triggered the westward expansion by 1.6 million Americans into what were then remote regions of the United States. And that historic wave of settlers helped promote the mythic notion of rugged individuals carving out a home in the wilderness.
Probably the archetypical idea of homesteading is here's somebody in a covered wagon, they're rolling west and they're claiming land and they're felling trees and so forth.
King has extensively studied the history of homesteading, and he's helping direct the Alaska BLM office's observance of the sesquicentennial. Homesteading didn't begin in Alaska until 1898, and although it didn't play as big a role in the settlement of the last frontier, King says it did provide some 3,500 Alaskans with a chance to gain land before the program ended here in 1986, 10 years after it ended in the lower 48.
In Alaska, we had the very last homesteaders in the United States. We were a young state, and that was one of the reasons why homesteading was allowed for an additional 10 years.
He says that's why when the BLM launched its Homestead Act commemoration, agency officials came to Alaska.
We're fortunate here in Alaska to still have many of our pioneer homesteaders around.
The last six American homesteaders are all Alaskans, and they include two from the interior, Delta Junction residents Betty Smith and her son Bill. Betty Smith says she didn't know anything about the remote land west of the Tanana River that she filed to homestead in 1974. Smith was a widow at the time, working hard to support her five kids, and she says it just seemed like homesteading was a good way to gain title to some land and maybe a chance to get ahead.
It was like an opportunity.
Her son, Bill, was 18 and was also invited to homestead by a group of friends and neighbors who all filed to homestead across the river, all of whom lived in Big Delta, a community about 8 miles north of the town of Delta.
As a group, it worked out because we were all kind of working together on it. And it was kind of rough times for us, so we didn't have a lot of money. So all we could really contribute was labor.
Bill Smith says he didn't know much about construction or farming. The program required both building a dwelling and raising crops in order to prove up and qualify for title to the land. But Smith says he understood enough to know that a homestead was something worth working for.
I think we just did it because it was an opportunity that popped up that nobody knew about.
Both Betty and Bill Smith persevered, and in October 1984, Betty gained title to her homestead, as did Bill soon thereafter. That made Betty the last woman in America to be granted a homestead. The BLM honored her with a trip to the Homestead Memorial in Nebraska, her native state, and by including her in the agency's commemoration during Anchorage's 4th of July celebration. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.